We thank each and every one of you for joining us on our prayer night. This is a night that we pray. We don't really get into any of the words. But we speak about the Word of God, and we pronounce the Word of God, and when we pray, we just declare the Word of God. We believe according to the Spirit. And this is the time that we come together as being one, and we join together according to what the Scripture says. And we continue to walk as one. So as we open up in prayer, we just want to declare the Word of God according to the power. And Heavenly Father, we come before you with everything that we have and every hindering thought that ever tried to make us feel opposite of what you have promised us according to your Word. Father God, I bow down and worship and praise before you. I plead the blood of Jesus on the entire physical body of every individual on this land. And even my soul. Lord, I enter in the spirit with the pleading of the blood against every demon and every attempt against the Word of God, every humanistic, Satan, satanic force. I loose it in the name of Jesus, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ in every natural form of any incident or any kind of accident that may come against your children, Father God. I just decree a word of God according to the power of God that we plead the blood against every guilt, every disease, every illness, every sickness, every negative thing that seems to be possible, Lord, that come against your children. Father God, we declare that we have covenant rights with you. And Father God, we recognize that you are our Heavenly Father and you are glorified Father, worthy to be praised. Lord, we renew the very alliance with you in the name of Jesus. Our vows to you and our prayer through the Holy Spirit that you would enable us, Lord, to enter into worship in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now, Father God, and I am thankful, Father God, for the opportunity to be able to come on this land and minister and pray the word of salvation and prayer that we continue to seal our faith and not the theory or not the fear of anything, but through the resurrection of your power. Father God, I come against every foreign disease in the name of Jesus. I come against every thyroid problem in the name of Jesus. I come against every form of Lou Gehrig's disease, every form of cancer in the name of Jesus, every form of high blood pressure, Father God, I loose it in the name of Jesus. I come against every negative form of eyesight in the individual, in the air of any individual. Father God, I choose you as being my Heavenly Father through obedience, the fellowship with you at this time to declare and decree that you open up our eyes and we receive our covenant rights. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I hope and expectation of the power of the resurrection of what you anointed us to be today, Lord, that we are walking the very provision that you have for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now, even as I pray, Lord, I come against every form of heart disease, every form of diabetes, every form of high blood pressure, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every form of back pain, Father God, I ground and illuminate and push the love of God into the heart of the people that may have come and understand, Lord, that you are God. I shake off every negative ear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every stiff-necked spirit. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit that every wicked spirit has got to flee under the authority and the power of the resurrection of the Holy Ghost. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for you sending forth your Son on this day, Lord, that you give us the ability, Lord, to refuse every negative spirit that try to enter into us, Lord, as being your son and being your daughter. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus against every form of witchcraft. I lose it in the name of Jesus. I shut down every form of every soothsaying spirit. Lord, I declare by the word of God that Satan has no power against your people or over your people. Father God, I come against every negative spirit that comes into the house of every individual, Lord. I lose it in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father God, to live with every pastor, every first lady in the name of Jesus, and every trying person who's trying to walk upright with you, Father God, that they walk in the area of salvation, that they receive the help and the strength for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We war, Lord, and we come against every foul thought of the mind right now in the name of Jesus. And we just give you praise right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, even as we come together, Lord, we ask you to give us an effective and a fervent love in our lives, Lord, that we pour out the Holy Spirit in the lives of every individual that seems to feel that they're incomplete. And what you have promised and what your Son done on the cross, oh, Father God, I thank you.
Oh, I declare the word of God right now in the name of Jesus, that you continue to move on the New Life Harvest Church. Lord, I believe you've got a plan for our life. Lord, I believe if you send the people, Lord, from the north, south, and the east, and the west, that even as we begin to hand out the word of God, Lord, I cast down every form of every hindering spirit in the name of Jesus, that they, by the word that we speak, Lord, even as we go out to do the outreach, that they are recognized, Lord, that you are the Father in heaven, and you got the power, Lord, to deliver them from every negative thing that's going on in life. Lord, I step up the word of God into the life of every satanic thinking person, and I shut down every principality and power. According to Ephesians 1 and 21, you said far above all principality and power and dominion, not only named in this world, but everything that was to come. And Father God, I send out a special prayer on this day, Lord, for even my sister, Lord, who's having the knee replacement or had the knee replacement, Lord, that she'll get a fresh move, Lord, of the Spirit, Lord, that even as she receives a fresh move of the Spirit, Lord, that you will move to her knees and like you never moved before, Lord. I'm asking you to heal the very surgery that she had to go through, Lord, that she may have the right to walk to the throne and give you praise. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for my mother who's laying in the hospital, Lord, knowing that I thank you, Father God, because if it wasn't for you putting her there, Lord, and the condition is in, that I won't see the miracle that you're about to do in her life. Father God, I'm asking you to bless that woman of God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And Father God, I loose every form and every fashion of the enemy that try to come against our body. Father God, I'm asking you to give us the very provisions that she needs to come from the kingdom. Lord, I'm asking you to give that woman of God a percentage of blessing right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, your word is declared that when you came to the pool of a pheasant, that was something that was lame, blind, sick, and afflicted. But through the power of your word, Lord, you reached out your hands to the Lord, and you told him, do you really want to be made whole? Lord, I'm asking you to make your people whole this afternoon. Father God, I'm asking you to move in a way that you never moved before, Lord. I'm asking you to move in such a conditional way, Lord, that it has spoiled the very plans of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, that your people come with a living hope of the resurrection of the Jesus Christ, who rise from the dead, Lord, who was raised from the dead, Lord, that the very provisions you give them in their life, that when they speak of Lord, according to Romans 4 and 17, you are given an ability to cause power, Lord, to speak power, Lord, to call things that be not though if they were. Lord, I believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that even as we triumph over the very negative things that's in our life, that you give us the ability to open up our eyes, that we may receive all that you have in store for us, Father God. And I believe in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you give us the ability to walk into the third heavens in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm asking Father God to touch every young child, Lord. Go right into the school system, Lord. Even the infants in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I'm asking you to touch those men, those young boys and those young girls, and line their mind according to the Spirit. I cast out every form and every fashion of every kind of lesbianism spirit, Lord. I cast out every form and every fashion of every homosexual spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I'm asking you, Father God, by the power of God and by the power of the Spirit, you give them the very armor, Lord, and you shoot the very darts, Lord, that they'll ward off every sin that ever try to come against them, Lord, and every negative word that comes into their mind, Lord. I'm asking to wrap their brain like a burlap sack, Lord, that they will believe according to what you have spoken in your word on this day, Lord, that we are living in a time, Lord, that we don't know where the truth is coming from, Lord, but your word is declared, Lord, a man who loves your God loves his word, Lord, and we understand and realize the word you bring forth to us today, Lord, that we will bow down our faces to our knees, Lord, and we will realize, Lord, that the things in our life only come by fasting and praying. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God, as we begin to pray the power of prayer, as we begin to loose every demonic spirit, Lord, as we begin to realize and understand that the crucifixion that you've done on the cross, Lord, will clean us from the old nature, Lord, that the old man will fall away and the new man will come to victory, Lord, through the resurrection of the power of the provisions of the Holy Ghost, Lord. I loose every armor and negative spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I crack the shell, Lord, of every negative callus that's on the heart of every man and every boy and every child Lord, I'm asking you to come against every negative marriage. I'm asking you to loose Satan right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to come against every fornicating spirit. I'm asking you to come against every lying spirit, Lord, every backbiting spirit in the name of Jesus. And I declare by the word of God that you wrap it in the blood chains of Jesus and you send it back to hell and what you come for, Lord. You said the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And Father God, we effectively right now, Lord, choosing to walk according to the light and according to the word, Lord, according to our heavenly Father, who you chose, Lord, before time, Lord, to create us, Lord, in the way we are designed, Lord, that we're genetically engineered to do the work that you called us to do. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for those who are lifting their hand towards salvation. I believe according to your word and according to your power, Lord, that is not a weapon formed against us to prosper, Lord, that you are giving them everything they need in this season, Lord, that even when it seems dull, Lord, that you are the heavenly provider, Lord. You are the Father, Lord, and you will give your son and your daughters everything they need. Your word is declared, Lord, according to Psalms 84 and 11, Lord, there's no good thing that you will hold from those who walk upright, Lord. Your word has declared and decreed, Lord, according to Psalms 89 and 34, your covenant you will not break. And I'm thanking you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, as I encourage your people to walk according to your will, according to your power, according to your purpose, according to your glory, Lord, that even when it seems like it's just me, Lord, I believe that you have given me the strength to move forward, Lord, to do everything you declared me to do in this season, Father God. I honor you, Father God. I honor your glory. I honor your praise, your allegiance, Lord, that you have gave us the ability to have and be able to possess at this time, Lord, that we may express and have the expression of the power of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, it seems like if we ever had 1,000 tongues that we will never stop praying, Father God. And I'm asking, Father God, right now that you hinder your, that you not hinder your people, that you hear the words that come forth, Lord, that you illuminate us, Lord, in power and grace and mercy, Lord. Your word is declared according to the book of Colossians in chapter 2, Lord, that you will write, that you will knock off every handwriting on the wall that was against your people, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that your word has come through the prophet to speak today, Lord. As you speak your word, Lord, as you speak over in the book of Amos, Lord, you said that you don't bring a word in the land, and first you reveal it to your prophets, Father God. Raise up the man of God. Raise up the women of God. Raise up those men and women of God who walk truly by your spirit, Lord. And I bind every soothsaying spirit, every negative form and every facet and every contradictory spirit, Lord. I loose it in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I'm asking you, Father God, I'm pleading the blood, Lord. And I'm thanking you, Father God, right now, according to your word, according to your power, according to your grace, Lord, that we will move, Lord, according to your spirit, Lord, that we continue to have the faith, and we continue to have the authority, and we continue to have the power to do all that you declared us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm asking you, Father God, to open the way for my father-in-law, Lord, that even when the doctors come forth and say all these different things about him, Lord, your word has declared, Lord, according to the book, Lord, in Isaiah, Isaiah 53, Lord, that who has believed that report and who has the arms of that report been revealed, Lord, we will believe the report that comes from the kingdom, Lord, that says it's by your stripes, Lord, that we declare and we decree that we already made whole, Lord, that you gave us a mouth, Lord, to declare and speak and call things according to your power, Lord, that even when it seems like we're failing, Lord, in our own flesh, Lord, you are forgiving, God, Lord, and you will say you'll forgive us, Lord, for every failure in our life, Lord, that we'll walk as a new man, Lord, and we receive the grafted power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and we continue to declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we pray, Lord, against every feeling of rejection, Lord. We pray against every warring spirit, Lord. We pray against every negative thing that make us feel opposite of what you have declared us to be on this day, Father God. And we ask you, Father God, for those who are lonely, Lord, who are asking you for husbands, Lord, who are asking you for companionship, Lord, asking you to give them patience, Lord, that they receive all that they have, even the unchildless, Lord, that you open up the wounds of that man and that woman of God who have been praying so long, Lord, that you deliver a child into their hands, Lord, that you will bless their household, Lord, and you will come against and break down every wall of their marriage, Lord, that make it feel unopposite of what it's called to be, Lord. That means you will come in, Lord, and you restore that what the enemy is trying to bring across them, Lord, and make them feel opposite, Lord. I believe, Father God, you're restoring of every broken marriage. I believe, Father God, that you are overcomer of every rejected marriage. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that you are God who will give peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in every family, Lord, and every unadopted child, Lord, that you said in your word, you will never leave us or never forsake us, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you created marriage, Lord, that you celebrate marriage, Lord, that every wife and every husband that come together to be as one, Lord, that we begin to trust, Father God, the men and women of God who are out there single, Lord, that's waiting on you, Father God, to send them that companion, Lord. Let them not fall into temptation of homosexuality, Lord. Let them not fall into temptation of any enemy spirit, Lord, or any kind of spirit to make them live opposite of what you called them to be, Father God. That means living in fornication, Lord, Father God. I'm asking you to lift up the spirit, Lord, to give them the purity, Lord, to understand and realize that you're God and beside you, there's no other, Father God, that you're elusive, Father God, that you're giving them the power to understand and realize that you're God, Lord, and beside you, there's no other, Father God. I'm thanking, Father God, that you continue to move, Lord, by your fire, by your power, by your spirit, that you are giving them the word that they may walk upright, Lord, that they're walking the word, they're walking love, they're walking forgiveness, Lord, they're walking the ability to understand that they're in sanctification, Lord, that they walk with the fruits of the spirit, Lord, that they have the hope and expectation of the fruits that you have given them, Lord, that they'll break every soothsaying spirit, Lord, that they live free from their word of anything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for every divine intervention that you're about to do for them, Lord, Father God, that they'll walk according to your word, your power, and your grace, Father God. And I'm asking you to forgive them, Lord. And even as they begin to walk, Lord, let them realize and understand that you're right there with them, that you're a power, God of glory, Lord, that you're delivering, God, Lord, in every need and every concern that they may have, Lord, that they'll bring it to you in prayer, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for letting each and every one of them begin to submit to you, Father God. To know they submit to you, Father God. They'll know that you are God, that you should not lie, and you're not a son of a man that you should have to repent. You have been given a power, Lord. You have been given the ability to bless, and you cannot be blessed, Father God. And, Father God, I want you to understand that we pray, Father God, as we reach out to you, Father God, as your children, Lord. I'm asking you to put the whole arm of God on each and every one of them, Lord. I'm asking you to touch their minds, Lord. I'm asking you to touch their mind of confusion, Lord. I'm asking you to give them effective prayer, Lord. Give them the ability to read the word of God, Lord. Give them the ability to avail much over every negative thing to try to come against them, Father God, that they may realize and understand and recognize that you are receiving, God, Lord, that you are hearing, God, that your ears are not too heavy, your arms are not too short, Lord. Give them the ability to walk in humanity, Lord. Give them the ability to trust in you, Father God. Give them the ability to plead the blood in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them understand, Lord, that any time trouble and calamity come against them, Lord, that they are overcomer in the name of Jesus, for Father God. And I'm thanking you, Father God, even the course of abuse in the family, that these children, Lord, who seem to be outside in these homes, Lord, who went through all the structure of going through abuse in their life, Lord, I'm asking you to heal their hearts, Lord. Give them a new start, Lord. Give them strength to overcome the very bonds that try to hold them, Father God. Recognize and renew their mind according to Romans 12:2, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give them the life of understanding and realize that you are God that will initiate everything in their life, Lord, that you are coming against every damning emotion, Lord, that try to make them feel opposite of what you call them to do, Father God, that they are overcomers of depression, Lord, that they are overcomers of pride, Lord, even the less activity of house. Of the health and lifestyle, Lord, that they begin to walk right, eat right, Lord, exercise right, and do everything they're designed to do, Father God, because you have built them a body, Lord, that's able to carry the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let them be overcomers of fear in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give them the spirit, take away the spirit of abandonment, Lord. Make them feel the overcomers of the spirit, Lord. Overcome the spirit of encourage, discouragement, excuse me, in the name of Jesus, Lord. All that indignation that's in their heart, Lord, let them be overcomers of a sense of helplessness, Lord. Let your people rise up and begin to declare and decree to you, Father God, that everything is possible to him that believes, Father God. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, give them a spirit of safety, Lord, that even when they sleep at night, Lord, that they have a peaceful sleep, Lord. They are knowing that you're under God's will, Lord, that they have the wisdom and affairs to life, that you have given them the keys, Lord, that know and understand, Lord, that you are the door that's opened up to them, Lord, that they are coming to the revelation and the illumination of the Holy Spirit, Father God. Let them be equipped with the very sense of understanding and knowledge of God, Father God. Give them the very power to understand and promote according to the wisdom of God. Let them maintain all good relationships with you, Father God, to know that you are God and never leave them or never forsake them, Lord. Give them the ability and power, Lord, all the negative skill that's in their life, Lord, that means that every negative thing that they go try to attempt to do is not of you, Father God, but you renew them through alliance of the Holy Ghost, that they are vowed before you, Lord, and thank you, Father God, for every temptational spirit that try to come against them, Lord, that you begin to bless them, Lord, with the prosperity of life, Lord, the prosperity of joy, the prosperity of love, Lord, that you will get them to understand and realize, Lord, that you got at stake for their life, Lord, that you got more than what they can see, Father God. I'm asking, Father God, that you give them the protection in their travel, Lord, for those who out there travel, Lord, back and forth to the far distant land, that man and that woman who's praying for their husband that's out there that business trip, that don't know when they're going to get home, and don't know when the meeting's going to end, Lord, not only over the airways, Lord, but right here in the city, Lord, that even when they're coming home from work, Lord, that they'll make a sense to their parents and make sense to their children, Lord, excuse me, that they receive the very thing that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. I'm asking, Father God, let them know that you're not a Jesus that abandoned them, Lord, that makes them feel negative, Lord, and makes them feel anything other than what you declared in your word, Lord, in your word, Lord. Let them find that you are mate to them, Lord. Let them know that you are protector, Lord. Let them know that you're there for them, Lord, whenever they seem to be going through such hard times in their life, Lord, that you will decree a thing over their life, Lord. Let their household be healed, Lord. Heal their finances in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give them the understanding, and realize that whatever location you're calling them to be of, Lord, that even when they claim the land, Lord, that you already give it to them, Lord, be it car, be it home, be it job, be it whatever it may be, Lord, that you may land, Lord, let them understand that you're God, and besides you, there's no other, Lord. We shut down every form of abuse in the name of Jesus, whether it be with children, whether it be in a household. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come against every awareness of a spirit, Lord, that try to move up and down in the household of those individuals who's praying to you, Father God, asking you to bring them out, Father God, that we pray the very prayer of love over the children, Lord, that they may understand that they're dealing with parents who love them, Father God, that the parents will have to understand and know that they got to seek you first, Lord, according to Matthew 6:33, that know that you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible, Lord. Give them the spirit to grow, Lord, through individuality, Lord, to let them know, Lord, that you are God, Lord, that they must obtain a personal relationship with you, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I feel the presence of your Holy Spirit moving. Oh, Father God, I just give you praise. I just give you honor, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the nature you have put upon your people, that we will realize and understand, Lord, that it's more than what we can see, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you're praying that the prayers will go for our ministry partners in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you continue to bless the very projects that we're putting in place, Father God. Even our office staff that we have at the New Life Harvest Church, Lord, give them the understanding, the wisdom and knowledge, Lord, that we're willing to nurse them and take care of them, Lord, because we're their leaders, Lord. Not only are we their leaders, Lord, we're their fathers, Lord, that we like the shepherds that flock them, Lord, to make them understand and realize the notice of you, Father God, that everything and all things are positive, Lord. Give them the increase to understand, Lord, their successes, they need to be met, Lord, that they trust in you, believe in you, that through confidence, Lord, and deliverance, Lord, that you are declaring your word, Lord, that you never leave them and forsake them, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that even as I look over the internet, Lord, I hear the plans about the nuclear attack that they're trying to do to the United States, Lord. I break down every form of every terroristic attack, Lord, every negative thing that's trying to come against this United States and every individual that's putting out the threat, Lord. I'm asking you to go over there and bless the people that's over there that's sending out the threat in the name of Jesus Christ, that they may come to salvation, that they may not be lost, that they understand that we are people of a land, not just of a certain country or a certain continent or state, that we all of you are people, Lord. We all run together. We all love by you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And you created us in your own image, Lord. And you have declared us to be all that you called us to be, Father God. Let our spirit of life be controlled by the Holy Ghost, and that we may walk according to your plan, according to your power, according to your will, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, from every cultic thought, Lord, that try to come into our lives, that try to hold us down, Lord, every habitual thought, every habit form, Lord, every corrupted companion that's around us, Lord. Let us pray for them, Father God, that even as we pray for them, Father God, they won't lose hope, that they'll realize and understand that you're God, and beside you there is no other, Lord. We come against every negative thought, Lord, every hedge, every negative hedge, and give us a hedge of protection, Lord, that we may understand, Lord, that you are a deliverer, Lord. You're a deliverer, Lord. You're a deliverer of all these negative thoughts and plans that try to come against your people. But you are declaring your word that you will never leave us. you said you will never forsake us. And I thank you, Father God, for this 30 minutes of prayer. That even as we pray, Lord, that we're not yet done, Lord, but we believe in and we declaring and we decreeing that you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible, Lord. And we just ask you, Father God, to look upon us, Lord, and keep us safe. Keep us sound, Lord. Keep us from every negative spirit. Keep us from every hindering spirit. That we may realize and understand that you, Father God, it's you, Father God, who called us, Lord, to do the work that you called us to do. And we know through you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. And all the prayers that I can't come to understand, and all the prayers I can't remember right now, I'm asking, Father God, to touch my mind, to let them know and realize and understand that they're in our prayers, that everyone I called out today, oh, Lord, I said I'll be praying for you. Let it come to remembrance for me, Lord, even a young pastor, Lord, in Irving, Texas, who just started his ministry, Father God. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Touch my wife, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give her the favor beyond favor in the name of Jesus. Let her know that you're God, and beside you there's no other. Let her know that you've been a provider for all these years, and you'll continue to provide for her. And know that you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. I thank you, Father God, because you're God. And besides, there is no other. There's nothing and no one can come against you, Father God, because you are a mighty God. You are a omnipotent God. You are omnipresent God. And Lord, bless Harvest New Life Church. I'm asking you to bless us, Lord, the great work that we are doing, that you bring your staff members, Lord, people that have the spirit of sticking, that they stick together and be able to do what you called them to do, that they be obedient to their leaders, Lord, that they come under the revelation of the Holy Ghost and the vision you have given us. And even in the midst of seem to be trials, Lord, that you will continue to lift them up and bring them forth, Lord, to continue to do the work that you called them to do. And Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're moving in every area of their life, Lord. And that's through you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. I know, Father God, that you are God, that you would not lie about anything. But through the presence and the power of your spirit, you have given us the ability, Lord, to move, Lord, with the swiftness and the power of the authority of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father God, that you're doing just that. Because your word has already decreed, Lord, that whoever called upon my name in a time of need, that I'm a just God, I'm a mercy God. I'm more able to do everything that I said I'm going to do. Father God, we come against every form of cancer. And even as I hear the words of the young woman saying that my mother, who's 87 years old, had developed cancer. Father God, you're still a miracle performer. And we know, Father God, that there's nothing, there's not anything too hard for you to do. We ask you, Father God, that you continue to put your lives upon, put your hands upon us, Lord. Let us realize, God, that we walk away the omnipotent God, an omnipresent God, a God of superiority, a God of power, a God of grace, a God of mercy. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We just thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your resurrected son, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Lord, sometimes it seems we've been praying so much that we don't know how to pray anymore. But Father God, even if we had 1,000 tongues, we can stop praying you enough because we know that you're a superior God, that your word is not a void word. It's got the ability to transform and change the lives. But Father God, as a man of God in the house of God, I'm asking you, Father God, to let the people come together as being one. Let our vision be on one accord. That as we come on one accord, Lord, that we receive everything that we need from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we may not fall, that we may fall short of not nothing, Lord, that you declare for us to do. Father God, I thank you right now for everything that you're doing in our lives. I thank Father God because you have said in your word that even as we call upon you, Father God, that you're a God that you hear all, that you reach down to us, Lord, and you begin to touch us, Lord, by your word, by your power, by your mercy and your grace. All of us sing behind and they say that Kalabalusa. Oh, thank you, God. We thank you, Father God. Sometimes when it seems that we don't understand and we don't know, we know that you yet there with us, Father God. And your word has already declared that it's to you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. We love you, Father God. We declare your word this afternoon. And we know, Father God, as we reach out and we continue to believe and trust, we know that, Father God, that everything that we speak about and everything we talk about, everything we say, is all possible to you, Lord, that we just continue to believe. It doesn't matter what it looked like from the physical standpoint of view. It doesn't matter what it looked like from our actual parallel point of view, as long as we keep our eyes on the vertical, Lord. As you say, it's faith, Father God. It's faith. Just like a father who provides for his child. He don't ask the question. He provides. And that's how we know you provide for us, Father God. We know you're not a wishy-washy God. You're not going to take nothing back from us, Lord. But you will keep us to a point that we get our minds together. You may give us what we need. And you said you won't hold nothing back for us, Lord. That's if we walk upright. That's what your word has declared in Psalms 84:11. That's if we walk upright. Lord, help us to walk upright. Help us to do all you declare for us to do in our lives, Lord. So we may understand and realize, Lord, that the work that you've given us to do is not by any man's hand, but it's through the power of the Spirit. And Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord, that even as we hear the word, not hearing the word or heeding the word, even as we listen to the word, we thank you as I turn over to the book of Romans. Even when we're going through destruction in our lives, even if it's like we're going through problems that seem to be up and down, your words have therefore been justified by faith. That's the word, been justified by. We have peace with God through the access of Jesus Christ. Father God, activate us today in the name of Jesus. Activate us, Lord, as if we were a card that need a withdrawal from our account. As they say, activate your pen before using. Lord, activate us through the Spirit. But Father God, your word goes on to say, by whom we also have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Lord, through the glory of the power of your Spirit, Lord, give it to us in the name of Jesus, that we may continue to have the power to stand, that even when it seems like the enemy is coming against us, Lord, you said in your word, against all hope, Abraham, yet believe. And Father God, we believe in you this afternoon. We believe in that you are a way-making God. We believe that you are God that makes a way out of no way. And we declare by the word of God and decree by the Spirit that you will continue to move and give us the ability to understand and realize and knowing that you're God, that beside you there is no other. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the healing of the handicapped. Anybody that's handicapped, Lord, we break the spirit of handicappedness. We break the spirit of every negative word that came against the AIDS patient, Lord. Every prison inmate, Lord. We loose it in the name of Jesus. And we declare by the word of God that it's done according to your Spirit. As we pray, and we know that your prayer, our prayers as men and women, God, then avails much. Lord, we thank you, Father God. As we prepare for our safety, Lord, as we move, Lord, toward you closer, as we declare and we decree by the power of God that your word has already spoken to us, Lord. And it says over in the third verse, he said, and not only so that we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulations work patience. Father God, give us patience. Give us patience to realize and understand that the work that you're doing in our life is really more than what we can see. And we know through you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. I'm asking you, Father God, let us not be ashamed, but let us walk with our heads up high. Not looking to the past, but looking to the future, Lord. To know what it says in the book of Hebrews, that you're the author and the finisher of our faith. That it's you, Father God, that we live, and it's you that we die. So we thank you, Father God. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit and the moves you're doing on Harvest New Life Church. I thank you for the illumination.
I thank you for the people who love, the people who want to come in and be a part of the work that you're doing. I just thank you, Father God. Father God, when it seems like we've been prayed so much and we don't know how to pray no more, we just declare the word on this afternoon that even as the children come together, Lord, for the participating, for praying for this Easter Sunday, that you give them favor, Lord. Give them grace. Give every one of the people involved patience, Lord. They may come together and work with what it says in Psalms 133. You said, how good is the man to come together and dwell in unity. Let them work with unity. Lord, let peace be in the midst of them on tonight as they come together, Lord. And we come against every howling spirit, every form and every negative process of what the enemy is trying to come against your children, Lord. We loosen in the name of Jesus. Every adversarial spirit, every wicked spirit, every robbing spirit, Lord, we loose it. We refuse by the blood of Jesus Christ. We refuse it by the blood of Jesus Christ that we as a people will stand firm and hold on to the shield of faith against the accusations, against the instruments of the devil, of every instrument of the devil. And we thank you, Father God, even as we put in mind, we claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives, Lord, that we may walk with the authority given. And we thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare your word by the name of Jesus. And even as we end this prayer, this is Pastor Charles Ellis at Harvest New Life Church, thanking you for joining us on this 40-minute prayer night that we have each and every Wednesday. We pray that you join in and be a part of what God is doing and what he's speaking in this season, in this time. Please, each and every one of you, we thank you. We bless you. For more information about the church, where we are in our locations, please go to www.harvestnewlifechurch.com. That's harvestnewlifechurch.com. We welcome you to come by and visit us and be with us on one of our Sunday services. As you come into the door, you feel the warmth of the atmosphere. We are multi-ethnic, non-denominational, spirit-filled church that believes in the power of the Holy Spirit, that we believe strictly in the death, burial, and resurrection. And we believe, according to the word of God, that we believe there's nothing that he will hold from us, and we continue to do his will and his word. Some say 20 years. We say 10. We say 5. We say 3. Whatever God's will is, whatever gift he's put on our hearts, and whatever he's called us to do, even in your life, claim it in the name of Jesus. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I mean, claim your faith. Know your covenant rights. To know that God has given you the ability to call and declare things. They be not that they were. So we thank you right now for being a part of us and just being with us on this service, on tonight, this prayer service. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. So I'm signing off. And I'm asking you, please, for anyone who want to call or visit or be a part or just chat with me as a pastor, you can call me, area code 214-870-2146. Until then, God bless you, God keep you, and thank you for coming in our power of prayer.